like a stripper. Somebody come get her, she's dancing like a stripper. Somebody come tip her.
You know you found a good video if I start the show with my mouth wide open like,
wait for it.
Somebody come get her, she's dancing like a stripper. Somebody come get her, she's dancing like a stripper. Somebody come tip her.
It's the initial hop. It's the hop. To get a little extra bounce though. Broo-wee. Have you seen that before on TikTok? Like, that was literally. But bro, the fact that she, you know, she's fucked up
because she bounced back up.
She just hit her. She already came up like.
Woo! All right, y'all. Welcome to Murder Was the Case That They Gave Me episode 187.
Murder was the case. Of course, 187 would be a short one, man. Damn.
Wait for it.
Somebody come get. She's dancing like a stripper.
Nigga, stop wasting time.
Nigga!
Point well taken. I be resident Super Bowl of Mr. J. Washington. That's Winston A. Marshall.
Nigga, I can say my own name so I can learn Winston A. Marshall. I'm saying this because, unfortunately, as you can see, Jay is not surrounded by his comics on the wall. He is in what looks like grandma's room. But it's a hotel room that they got set up for him. He's at a comedy festival. So, you know what? Let me just go ahead and ask you right now. You can tell them your damn self. Mr. J. Washington.
My nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga. My nigga.
What you been doing?
I'm in St. Louis Obispo for the SLO Comedy Festival going down this weekend. Let me see. There it goes, right there. Yeah, I'm in my hotel room. The hotel room is kind of big. It's nice. It's dope. You know what I'm saying? It's got the whole closet, nigga, could be an extra bedroom. I was like, who the fuck?
Wait, the closet bigger than your apartment. I just asked the question. The way you said it.
I mean, you know, the way I feel is kind of probably right. Probably true. And yeah, so I'm up here, man. I'm tired of shit. I got up this morning, had to do two self-tapes. Then I had to edit those self-tapes. I had to do some of the assets for the show. Get that together, go pick up my rental, drive 3 hours to get up here, set all this camera shit up, because I got to do this. I got to do an interview. I'm interviewing legendary Clark Peters tomorrow. I'm excited about that, from The Wire, Five Bloods, all those things. So I'm interviewing him tomorrow morning for about 25 minutes. So, you know, I'm super excited for that. But, yeah, man, I'm just, you know, up here getting ready to tell these jokes. I'm sleepy as shit, but I can't, you know, we got some things to talk about. I'm letting y'all know right now. 6:30, no matter what, I'm pretty much jet the fuck up out of here. Like, I literally got on pants. I have on pants and shoes.
Would you like to normally have on pants
and shoes? Wait, can you see the door?
I'm not looking at them, but because I'm trying to open something. But I stand by my question: do you not normally have pants on?
Hey man, look, if I'm at home and comfortable, nigga, do I need to have pants on? I'm just saying. If I'm at the crib,
nigga.
I live by myself.
But that's fine. But when we're on the show.
I'm just sitting in front of the camera at the crib. I can just sit
up and you sir. You get up to get alcohol all the time. What are you talking about?
Okay, so if I got free dick in my crib swinging, goddamn it, it's my house.
Nigga, what did you talk about?
You're going to catch all these niggas in all different forms of fascism right now because you are fucking earning them. I'm trying to tell you, bro. You are earning them.
I'm just saying, sometimes I wear just my boxes. Sometimes I might have, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so with that being said, Mr. Winston A. Marshall.
My nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga. My nigga.
What you been doing?
Seeing the Batman. That's all I can say about it. The embargo is not till Monday. I can't say if I thought it was good. I can't say thought if it was bad. I can't say if I thought anything about the film except I saw it. So if you want to know my thoughts on Monday when the embargo drops, I will put out a non-spoiler review over on my channel, my YouTube channel, youtube.com/theswaggyblurred. So if you don't already subscribe, you should do that. Other than that, man, it's just been kind of a wild day. Got real annoyed. Tried to go to the dentist yesterday, and insurance is a piece of shit. So when I was like, can I just pay out of pocket then? If you guys are going to be, they're like, well, no, because that's a liability. Because then if something happens and blah, blah, blah. So now I got to wait like an extra week or two before I can go get this cleaning and these x-rays. So I'm just, it's been a very annoying week, to say the least, man. It's been an annoying week. I would love to sleep a little more, and hopefully I will do that. But also, we've been so busy. Kristen and I have like all of our shows to catch up on. Nigga, we watched too many shows. I realized because we had one a day and we haven't seen any of them. So we got a lot of shows to watch. And then I'm going to see if I can squeeze in a workout, man. I'm trying to get to the gym today. So we will see what happens.
Oh, I bought my workout clothes with me here too, because there's a fitness center.
Of course you did. Of course.
So I got like,
I'm not surprised by that. I'm not surprised by that. We don't have time to talk about that, nigga. We got to get straight into the shit, because unfortunately, you got to go. Did you put anything in for this first one?
No, because I couldn't think of what to put in. I couldn't think of what to put in, to be honest with you. Like,
okay,
basically, what we're going to talk about.
I got it. I know exactly what we can do. As far as it, I'll just do a screen share. Give me 1 second, and bam. As y'all know, the invasion of the Ukraine by Russia has begun. We're not
an invasion, by the way.
Yes. Yes.
Because Moscow, because of state-run TV in Russia, Putin is not allowing it to be called that on state-run television.
No, he is not at all. But that is exactly what's happening. I would honestly say, if you want to know more specifically, because it's an ever-evolving situation, go to CNN, go to MSNBC, go to whatever you go to news, hopefully not Breitbart, and look up that shit at yourself to hear. But like some of the things that we're already hearing right now, man, they're already, what they were attacking, ports, airports, things like that.
They've taken over the airport. They say they've taken over the airport. And that the
military
bases. Yeah, and the capital may fall by Saturday.
But the scariest thing that I've been seeing on the news, and this is something that I doubt anybody from the Ukraine is watching us at all, but who knows, is from the fact that like Poland has opened its doors. Russia's cyber force, obviously, as we know, because they've affected multiples of our elections at this point and made us all go at each other's throat, has been putting up all this propaganda on Twitter and everything else, being like, Poland has closed its borders. They don't want none of the smoke, blah, 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 scaring off Ukrainian refugees who are just trying to go. And the big thing that all the news sites have been stressing, the borders are not closed. You do not need a visa. You just need your passport. If you are fleeing the conflict, you can get out. So that's just something to know about that. But I'd rather talk about what to me is kind of the funnier story about this. I was telling you about this a moment ago, bruh, is the fact that there's apparently a number of generals in the army, like five-star and high, like generals up there and shit, that are concerned that if the U.S. genuinely does have to get involved militarily, that the current Gen Z, the ones that would be getting drafted or signing up, are too weak to do it. That because they played too many video games and lived a sedentary lifestyle.
Listen, we're on Twitch right now. I get this. But hold you don't on. Want the Twitch. Go ahead.
You didn't even let me finish. They essentially said they're getting stress fractures too easily. They're getting ACL tears. They're not passing basic because their bodies were not, they're not moving a lot, right? So the funniest thing about it is that this is the same military, bro, that has put out America's Army. Like, everyone has agreed, because of all the video games, that this generation is probably even better dealing with drone strikes and anything else like that, because they've been getting that sort of hand-eye coordination. But the fact that they're out here trying to predatorily, through video games, get people to sign up for the military, but they're like, man, y'all some weak motherfuckers. We can't even use your
ass. I mean, well, here's the problem with that. You get a lot of people who play a lot of Halo, Call of Duty, all those different things, and think they can handle actual real-life combat situations. And that's, those aren't the same. Drones is one thing. That's a thing in itself. But you're talking about actual real life, real combated situations where, look, we're on Twitch right now, streaming, doing this. Do you want the generation that's like, hey, y'all, I'm going to be playing Halo for the next 2 hours, talking about some, we're going to run a covert operation? Hell no.
Either way, man, the whole thing is kind of wild. Again, I would highly recommend, because it's an ever-evolving situation, just go and look it up yourself. Now, this next story, we're going to get to some fun shit. Don't worry. But this next one is something that we need to address as well. It was brought to us by Jimmy last show, but it's super important that we talk about it. So I'm sorry to keep hitting you with the real shit. I'm sure y'all have heard that in Texas, between the AG and the governor, they've put out a declaration that pediatric gender affirming procedures, they call it child abuse. So reported directly from CNN, the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton declared gender affirming surgery procedures in children and prescribing drugs that affect puberty to be considered child abuse. There's no doubt that these procedures are abuse under Texas law and thus must be halted. Greg Abbott, in response to this opinion, directed the DFPS Commissioner Jamie Masters to conduct a prompt and thorough investigation of any reported instances of these abusive procedures in the state of Texas. Here's all I can really say about this situation, and I feel like I kind of have to, especially, you know, I claim my Texas roots a lot. That doesn't mean you don't get fucking disappointed or infuriated in the same way that you have a family member that you might love on the one hand, but want to punch in the fucking face on another. This is absolutely disgusting. There is a special place in hell for both Abbott and this AG. I am terrified for the LGBTQ youth, specifically the trans youth of Texas right now. And if there's anybody that's watching this that's from Texas, you have got to get out as soon as possible. Until if this ever gets fixed, this is not good. Because the other thing that scares me, part of this, they have to also report. If they hear anything about any of these kids potentially, you know, talking about their gender like that or anything, they have to report. I'm scared of a lot of the very close-minded, violent parents that aren't going to take that well, and then their kids are going to be in actual danger. So, Jay, what do you think, man?
First off, we have to start rephrasing something. And by that, it's get out of Texas. Because here's the problem. I think we've stated it before. And I understand we're talking about children in this case. I understand that. But if people keep leaving, that can eventually vote to help change who gets in office to inevitably change the laws. If these people keep leaving, then you end up having this situation stuck like this. Look, what more can be said about how fucked up it is? Let's just be realistic and honest. There's no other words to put it. It's, you know what it is. It's the same fucked up thing as what's happening in Florida with them passing the Don't Say Gay bill. There's no other words to say beside what it is. The fact of the matter remains, you are looking at white supremacy, because that's what this is, do its last ditch effort to hold on to whatever bastion of power that it can hold on to.
Yeah.
That is why you have a DeSantis doing the dumb shit in Florida. You have a Texas doing what Texas is doing. You got the other southern states, a lot of them are following suit as well.
Right.
But it is up to, literally, this is why, you know, you stated it when we were talking about the situation with Kim Potter and Dante Wright about the judges you vote for when elections come up. This is why paying attention to who you put in office matters. There are a lot of people who've said, people, when we talked about, what was it, Kentucky, I think it was. Where is that, where Mitch McConnell is from, Kentucky?
I'm not sure. I can Google it.
Whichever state McConnell's from, it's the like third lowest education rate. And I use that as an example because some people say, no matter what, I won't vote for the other party, regardless of their platform. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And so you have people.
Yeah, he's from Kentucky. You had it right.
Yeah. So you have people in Texas and Florida who will vote for Abbott and all his cronies and DeSantis and all his cronies and won't change their mind because they refuse to vote for a Democrat by any means, by whatever it is. It doesn't matter. And so when they're stuck in these situations, now they're like, oh, this is fucked up. But a lot of these residents are to blame for that when you don't want to change your mindset because you're so stuck on that. You get what I'm saying? Not just saying like they're not saying they're the reason for all the bad shit that happens, but it's like the elected officials that make these laws and these, you know, bills and things like that, they're only put in the office because of the people who vote in for them. And again, sure, people are like, I'm not going to vote for a Democrat no matter what, even though the Democrat, and I'm not saying either political side is better, by the way. I want to make sure I clarify that. But it's just people are always voting against their better interest.
Yeah, I would honestly say at this particular juncture, one is certainly better than the other, but it's the same thing we said about Biden versus Trump, bro. Biden was definitely a better option than Trump, but this nigga pissing me off. I'm just being real, bro. I'm just being honest. But beyond all that, I understand what Jimmy said. Jimmy said, no, don't leave, because if you leave, they win. I understand that sentiment. I think the big difference here, what scares me, is this is a direct attack on children. And that's where I'm a little more like, for the sake of the parents of these youth that are the ones being kind of attacked in that regard, like the fact that, like, if you have someone that's going through that and is trying to sort all that out with themselves at a young age and whatnot, and then all of a sudden they have supportive parents, but then the parents get ripped away from them, now they're thrown in the system or anything else that could potentially happen, that's what scares me more. I get that, you know what I mean? That's more my concern, Jimmy. I think when it's grown-ass adults and they're trying to come from me, then I'll fucking plant my feet and be like, we're not going to stand for this bullshit. But I can't imagine an 8-year-old that gets fucked up over this bullshit just because of who they are. That's what scares me. But I digress. I would love... okay, so I would love to move on to another topic, get to a little bit happier stuff. Nigga, let's jump to the one that you have more stuff on. That was okay. Our predictions for, yeah, let's do
this. Yes. I don't know if y'all are watching it or not, but the second season of Love is Blind is in full swing on Netflix. Now, there are the couples that we have been following. Of course, there is there's Natalie and Shane, there's Danielle and Nick, mm-hmm, Jared and Ayana, Shaking Deeps, and I didn't get a picture of Mallory and Sal. I just thought about it at the last second.
Yes, and then Mallory and Sal would be our last one. And then we had one other one, Shayna and Kyle, but Shayna said, man, fuck you, dog and mouth. So for those that don't know.
Well, she really did it. She only did, but here's the real reason. Kyle was a devout atheist. Shayna has said her religious beliefs mean a lot to her. Right. And Kyle was like, wait, so it's a big deal? She was like, yes. And so she left his ass. All right, but go ahead, what you about to say.
But here's my problem. She should have never said yes to the proposal. So for those that don't know, I guess, kind of spoiler alert, they got in an argument about religion.
We almost had the last episode, bro. We passed that.
Fine. They got an argument about religion in the pods. She was like, I'm Christian and my faith is important to me. That's how I want to raise my kids, et cetera, right? He was like, oh, well, you're not going to like this. She's like, what? And he goes, I'm atheist. And she goes, well, shit. And there was this talk. She's like, well, I would never ask you to convert if that's not what you're doing. And he's like, nah, I mean, and he's kind of clowning her faith and whatnot. That should have been the end of it. But what she decided to do instead is, and he came back a couple days later and was like, look, I'm really sorry about that, blah, blah, blah. Would you marry me?
Wait, I got a question.
Yeah.
When Kyle said, I'm an atheist, what did Shayna say? What did you say Shayna said?
I don't even remember, bro. What she said?
He says,
well, shit.
So, well, like, shit.
As soon as he said that he's atheist, and if it's that important to you, that's where how your family was raised, that's how you want your kids to be raised, that it's central to who you are at your core, then that should be a wrap. If there's not a space in your heart for him to not believe in Christianity and for you to do so and y'all to work together on that and whatnot, if you can't do that, then that's a wrap. This is not a continued conversation, and yet she accepted his proposal. And we talked about this. She did that fucked up shit that first night where she told him,
I think we should sleep in separate beds, which I can understand.
Jimmy, hold on. This is not just a relationship. You got to understand, Love is Blind, they make your ass get proposed and married within like a month. So it's like, if you're not willing to be married to someone that does not see this eye to eye on faith, then I don't like at least enough to genuinely agree to disagree. I know plenty of people that are two separate faiths, whether it be agnostic or atheist and a religion or two different religions. as long as they can acknowledge that and whatnot. But if it is that central to you and you're like, this is what I want, to fuck all that shit. So they get there. They get to Mexico. It's the first night. He's like, yeah, girl, you so fine. Like, we did it. Like, we gonna get
this.
Like, yeah, she goes, first of all, I think we need to stay in separate rooms. He goes, bitch, we're engaged. Like, we're
no, she said separate beds. She was like, yeah, you're like, I'm gonna sleep on the couch. Yeah, you're right.
And then she goes, and I'm gonna go to bed. He goes, it's 7:30. And she was like, well, good night. And so he's doing this real sad ass talking head where he's like, well, y'all, you know, I love her. Like, we're engaged. It's kind of weird when I stay in the same room, but I get it. I got to respect her wishes. So tomorrow's going to be a great day. Turns the lights off to get in bed. They cut to a shot of her ass with her suitcases walking down the hall, still in the fucking robe. Didn't even put clothes on. She just immediately packed her shit and walked out. So, like, I don't fucks with her, man. And for her to follow it up
she is this season's Jessica.
Because she's trying to fuck Shane now.
Oh, bro. She did ass to Shane. Hey, you really think you compatible with her? Get the fuck out of here. I was not all that.
The fact that she went to Natalie, she was like, haha, when it fails, I have a guy for you. Like, nigga.
But hold on. Here's the problem I have with Natalie and Shane. Now, for those who don't remember who Natalie and Shane are, let me pull the picture back up for you. One second, please. This is Natalie and Shane. Here's the issue I have with this. Now, first off, we know they fucked first night, okay? She was ready to fuck. Shane was like, whatever. The problem is Shane's a douchebag. He's a jock. Like, she's trying to plant, like, one thing, like, Shane needs constant reaffirmations of things like that. And she like, yo, I'm not that person. She like, I'm with you. Like, we good. But the fact that this nigga wants hamburgers, hot dogs, and a chocolate fountain at the wedding, and she was like, no.
It's not just that, bro. Did you see how drunk he was at the bachelor party when everyone was hitting balls and he couldn't hit a single one? And then he's drunk in the stands, like, hey, fucking Paris, fucking shit, man. Hey, fucking Sal, even fucking play sports, and he's fucking hit home runs.
Tell you something. Let me say this. I understand that everybody lived. First of all, it was dope to see a whole cast that's from my city because everybody's from Chicago. So that's how I knew. First of all,
they got moved to.
No. They're all from Chicago or the suburbs. Oh, right. So this way, that's why they were easily able to do the jobs. Think about it. When they move in together, they can go back to work. So they all work from Chicago. So here's my thing. I was happy to see the city on display. But if you tell me that my bachelor party is just me and a bunch of niggas hitting pitches in Wrigley Field.
Half of that you don't know.
Half of them you don't know. It's just a bunch of motherfuckers because everybody brought their friends. This is my.
They all brought their homies.
Fuck this wedding, nigga. I don't want to. This ain't what I planned. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go party. I want to go ahead and get drunk all of a sudden.
I guarantee you, Shake and Jared both got there and they're like, oh, I was hoping to see some titties.
The bitches. I was hoping for bitches.
Wait. Yo, real talk. Shake and them walked up in that motherfucker. They walked into that goddamn stadium talking
about. Where the bitches at? It's supposed to be titties. Where the fucking titties and the bitches?
Like, I would be genuinely upset if that, but I would put this, man, you can't put that shit on TV. So I bet you they did that. And then when they finished filming, they probably did go do some shit. I would guess.
No, nigga, they was up north. If the only strip club they took them to up north is the Admiral, and that's not a strip club you want to take niggas to for their bachelor party. You're going to take these niggas in the suburbs where they got bullet holes and cigarette burns. Well, you know, you finna get a best for your dollar shit.
A party bus and a camera crew. You can't take your ass down to the bullet hole strip club.
Yes, you can, nigga. Yes. You think that nigga? I'm looking at it. Hold on, wait a minute. Give me a second. Let me see something.
Well.
Yes, the fuck you can.
Okay, all right, look. I hate that we're moving so fast, but you do have to go in 5 minutes, and I'm assuming you would like to talk about the Karen today.
Before we talk about that, I want to talk about what I think is arguably the worst relationship on this whole thing.
Oh, who?
Shaking Deeps, nigga. I said Shane's an asshole. Shake is like, man, there's this emotional connection, but I'm not physically attracted to her.
Before you finish, hold on. Jimmy Nail says, hey, Jay, fuck you. I worked at the Admiral.
you're about the goddamn Admiral. Your Admiral is not a place you take somebody for the goddamn strip club for their bachelorette party. You take a motherfucker there because he don't want to go home to his wife and kids. Anyway, Shaking Deeps, nigga, the whole purpose of this show is getting a connection with someone and loving them for who they are before you see them. Mm-hmm. He spent the whole fucking time talking about he wanted somebody he can put on his shoulders at a music festival, all these different things. But, right. like, Deeps is trying to fuck, and he like, yo, we not fucking. She was like, yo, what's been all this time? Like, niggas, you gonna give me some dick? And he's like, nah, you know what? I think I'm tired. Like, bruh. And here's a problem. He goes around telling everybody else that he is not attracted to her.
Bro, the best part is, and Cheryl called it, Shake's mom goes, she deserves better than better you, than motherfucker.
Yes, she did.
She is a wonderful woman. And if you're not feeling it, then you need to cut it loose and let her go because she deserves better than you. She deserves someone that is into her fully. So quick predictions. Shake and Deeps, you think they're getting married?
Nope.
Okay. Danielle and Nick, you think they're getting married? Because Danielle's got her issues, bro.
It's just, unless the therapist is doing the wedding. Nope.
Shane and Natalie, you think they're getting married?
Nope.
Jared and Iana, do you think they're getting married?
Yeah, I think they do. Somehow, some way, I think it happens.
And Sal and Mallory, you think they're getting married?
Nope, but I think Mallory finds a way to hop on the blue line or the brown line, wherever that nigga Jared lives close to, and try to dip off and fuck him. Because Mallory going to try to... We talked about Shayna trying to fuck Shane. Mallory low-key really wanted... She keep acting like, I'm trying to love Sal, but...
Yo! Hold up! Time out! Time out.
All right, so I want to do this now because I gotta run after this is done.
Yeah, let's
and
go.
You can have
an ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut, asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
Nigga, holy shit. I just got pinned.
For what?
The role we did this, the audition we did this morning.
Hey, go for it. Yo, nigga, we'll congratulate the second nigga. Here's the Karen, y'all.
Dear President Vladimir Putin, I'm so sorry that I was not your mother. If I was your mother, you would have been so loved, held in the arms of joyous light. Never would the story's plight, the world unfurled before our eyes, a pure demise of nations sitting peaceful under a night sky. If I was your mother, the world would have been warm. So much laughter and joy, and nothing would harm. I can't imagine the stain, the soul-stealing pain that the little boy you must have seen and believed, and the formulation of thought quickly taught that you lived in a cruel, unjust world. Is this why you now decide no one will get the best of you? Is this why you do not hide nor away shy from taking back the world? Was it because so early in life, all that strife racked your little body with fear? If I was your mother, if the world was cold, I'd have died to make you warm. I'd have died to protect you from the unjust, the violence, the terror, the uncertainty. I would have died to give you life. Oh, dear Mr. President Putin, if only I'd been your mother. Perhaps the torture of unwrit youth would not within your heart imbue ascription to such fealty against that world that you thought was so cruel. Perhaps you would hold dear human life, and on this night, instead of Mother Russia, you would call me, and I would set your mind quite free with the love that only a mother can give and only a mother can take away. When holds, she doesn't harm at bay and leaves her boy for the promise of a man. Whatever your story, Mr. President Putin, I can't imagine how it feels in your heart, but I know if I was your mother, that would be a start towards the awareness of what a powerful being of light you could be if your mind was only free from the violence you've seen when you were just 2 or 3. I cannot believe I was born too late in a different place when I would have loved you so, watched you play wherever you go.
My God, it's still going. And yes, there is a part 2 that continues to go. I'm just going to let you have the floor for a minute because I know you got to bounce in a sec, but go ahead.
I'm confused. Yo, wow, that's fast. Like, I'm going to have to drive back in the morning.
When is it shoot?
I got to get COVID tested and fitted tomorrow. So I would have to literally drive back in the morning and then come back up here at night.
Wow. Good for you, man. So long story short, Jay auditioned for something. I also did not fucking tell you, nigga, which one did you send? The aggressive one or the one where I told you to calm down?
The calm down.
Thank you, bitch. I fucking asked, like, this is, so Jay came in. The role just asked the nigga to open a door for somebody. Jay comes in like this. He goes, hold on. I know you gotta go, nigga, but he came in like, are you that nigga? You want to come in? Come on, nigga. And I said, Jay, calm down. There's nothing that says this dude is aggressive. It just sounds like a dude. So he goes, hey, man, you Jamal? Hey, man, come on, come on. And that was the one he sent. I tried to tell him. Yo, congrats, bro. That's fire.
Thank you. Look, my thing is about this Karen, and I'm going to get up out of here. This is worse than the Imagine video.
Yeah.
This is just as bad as the Imagine video. I don't know who thought this was a good fucking idea, but
she did. Also, yeah. I have no idea who the fuck this bitch was. I found out, I guess she's on the 90210 reboot.
Yes, she is. Also, if you want to help me get gas money to get back and forth, because I got to drive 3 hours back to LA and then 3 hours back up here tomorrow now, I got to do a 6-hour round trip, but it is what it is. Listen, I'm here all weekend. I just booked a TV show role. I'm out. Bye.
Bye, Jay. Hey, well, good for Jay, man. I'm proud of him on that. We'll just take him out of there. I'll be around for just a little bit. I'm not going to do a full hour because there's not a lot to talk about other than what we kind of already did, which is why I didn't mean to steamroll through things, but I wanted to get there. The first thing that I would like to do, what did I do with that tab? Give me a second. Is that it? Nope, that's not it. I wanted to show you something that I wanted you all to retweet if you could. There we go. Hold on. Almost there. Now it's a lot of me just staring at the screen and shit. There we go. So our very own Kristen Rose is having her little viral moment right now where she put out Gal Gadot walked so Vanessa Hudgens could run, so Anna Lynn McCord could do whatever the hell this is. And this is one of her highest tweets ever, man. So I'm trying to see this shit go viral. So I retweeted it. You can go to my page or you can just see it right there. There she is. And just hit that retweet button and send that out. I'm trying to help my baby out because she just wants the tweets to go viral. And this one's doing pretty goddamn well. But speaking of this idiot, there is a certain level of arrogance to put something like that out there. To think that Vladimir Putin is going to go, wait, hold on. Hold on. Is that the bitch from 91210? She says she wants to give me a hug. Call the troops off. We are done with Ukraine. I am so sorry that she is now my mother. I am good. We are done with this. No more war. Like the arrogance to do something like that, to post that. And I, especially when you consider the number of people that are already getting injured and dying in the Ukraine right now, they're afraid for their fucking lives. This is a serious goddamn game, and we are on the precipice potentially of World War III. People have been throwing that around until the rest of the world really gets involved. We're not there yet, but right now it is an invasion of the Ukraine. It's disgusting. That's the problem. There are plenty of other things she could potentially do to try and help. And instead she's doing this performative ass poem. And I Do it for your wine club, man. Do it for the people on set that you're on set with for the show. That was something else. To really think that that poem was going to get Putin to back down. So yeah, that's pretty much it on that one, man. If you guys got anything else, I'm going to go ahead and check the Streamlabs real quick. Adalbert Rios, thank you so much for the donation. Appreciate you. And I meant to play it for Jay before he left, but I will at least play the thing. I'm not going to take one at this exact moment, but I'll take one when I get home from the gym later. But this is for Jay. Even without the stuff, y'all could pour something up for Jay. I'm proud of him for getting on the show, but it was genuinely hilarious. I'm trying to tell y'all that very first take he came in, he was like, "Oh, I saw the thing. Thank you, Chi-Town Pyro, for the bits and the cheers. I will make sure Jay knows about that." But I'm just laughing because Jay straight up for that audition came in talking about, "All right, nigga, who you Jamal? Come on in." And I was like, "Bro, what? I love you. Why are you so angry?" you are just letting someone in. And based off of the context we got before, I was like, is this a drug dealing family or something? He's like, "Well, nah." I was like, you don't know what they do. It's just go talk to someone so he'll hook you up with a job. He was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "So just talk like a normal person. Just say, hey, you Jamal, cool man, come on in. That's it." And the minute he did that, all of a sudden, here we are. Now, I had him do the angry one, so if he wants to send both takes so they have an option, sure. But I'm really proud of him. That is a huge deal to do that. So, hopefully we'll get more information on this soon. More and more bits coming in. I'll be sure to pass that along. But yeah, that's all. We've talked about this, y'all. I'm just trying to get Jay to not be so angry all the time. That is my wish, is for Jay to just relax, because when he relaxes, that's a funny motherfucker. Now the anger is warranted too. Sometimes he needs to get that anger out there, but that's all. Jimmy Nails also says, with the stream lab that just came in, thank you, Jimmy. I love you guys. Hearing y'all get mad about Texas illustrates why. Thanks for having mine and my people's back. P.S. Any progress on the Discord? I'm about to take it. I'm about to make it my damn self. It's a good question. Let's see. Let me look at my calendar for tomorrow, because there's a lot of things I need to take care of. I can do that tomorrow. I will figure all that out tomorrow. The Discord, Cheryl just emailed me again about an emote. I will be streaming myself. I know I didn't get around to it yesterday, and I'm really sorry to those that were looking for me. I hit a low emotionally and physically. Still dealing with the stuff with my grandma. I haven't really got details yet, so I don't even know when I'm heading out of town for this thing. I will spend some time working on that stuff tomorrow. I've got time because my job starts next week. So yeah, I'm trying to think what else. What else can I talk about real quick? Tomorrow, the big thing rewatch of The Dark Knight Rises comes out. We had a good conversation today. And again, I can't stress enough, you can find me everywhere, the Swaggy Blurred the Soul, Twitter, Instagram, but you Twitch, but especially YouTube. Monday, like I said, the embargo is not up until Monday. Monday, I will doing my The Batman non-spoiler review. I will save the spoiler review for Thursday. I'll drop that probably either Thursday night, Friday morning, but I'll do the non-spoiler one on Monday. Lots of thoughts. I'm very excited to share that with you. So keep an eye out for that. And we are going to try, I'm going to try what I will probably do. If y'all can come through tomorrow, this Swag Day Fun Day will be on this Twitch channel. I'm going to do that here because we're trying to get to partner. We got to get a certain number of hours. So everybody here, please come join us. There may not be an After Dark this Sunday. There's two reasons why. The first now is the one you just heard with Jay booking that show. I don't know what his schedule is for all that. But the second thing is, we're going to put the good faith out there. We want to not have an After Dark because if Jay gets Best of Fest, if he ends up being one of the top comedians at the comedy festival, he has to perform again Sunday night. And so if that happens, we will push February's After Dark to March. We'll do two in March. So I just want to do that. So yes, Sunday Fun Day at the very, or Swag Day Fun Day will be happening on Sunday. For those that are familiar with my Twitch channel, we're going to do it here on the Blurred's Twitch channel because we're trying to get that channel to partner. So again, if you support the Blurred's, if you love us, come hang out, come play some fucking Jackbox and shit. We'll shoot the shit. You know, maybe if there's some other party games and shit we might be able to do, would love to fucking do it, man. And we'll be playing with everybody. So normally it would be with my patrons. I'm down to just get the whole neighborhood in there. Let's just fucking party, man. Let's celebrate Jay and his work. Celebrate the life of my grandmother, man. And just have a good Sunday. So that will probably go down, I believe, around 5 p.m. Pacific time. I will clarify on that in a little bit because I got to see if Jay can at least make it digitally or not. But I want to come and kick it with all of y'all and have some fun. So, all right. So, like I said, it's going to be a little bit of a short show today just because obviously with Jay being gone and me not having a lot more other stuff to talk about, that is pretty much it. So I got a lot of love for each and every one of you. I've already kind of figured out what the post credit's going to be because we still got to have a post credit. It's, you know, it's Blurred's. So much love, y'all. Peace.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
We didn't start the show early for someone that asked. We're just ending early because it's just me again. Jay is at the comedy festival. He had to get to stage, so he left right around 6:30, 6:35. We went through the Karen, went through all the stuff. Again, this will be clipped out. Everything will be clipped out, so don't miss it. Again, our YouTube channel. Jay and I are going to talk this weekend and kind of discuss what we're doing going forward, because on the one hand, we have seen a lot of support from you guys over here on Twitch, which has been great. I know some of you have wanted to go back to YouTube. There's a lot going on where we just kind of have to figure it out, because again, there's an easier avenue here for y'all to directly interact and support us. But we're going to talk it out. We're going to figure all that out. But once again, Swag Day Fun Day on Sunday, 5 p.m. Pacific is the current time. I'll tweet from the Blurred's account to clarify that once I talk to Jay. But here's your post credit. Cheryl, I don't know if Dwayne, before we go, if Dwayne is active, then we can just send everybody over there. Y'all can go say what's up to that boy. Hold on. Burke. It looks like he is not. All right, so I'm just gonna let Cheryl pick. So Cheryl, you decide where people are going. Here's your post credit scene. Love y'all. Have a great weekend. Peace. That's not a bad idea.